I'm Bruce Van Dyke, and also this morning with us, Susie Peters. It's Friday, that's why Susie's in this morning, and I'm outnumbered now because we bring Stephanie Oswald. Travel Girl magazine is what she's editor-in-chief of, also travel expert to talk about some summer places. Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for joining
us.
So tell us.
Good morning, and you know what? You're right. It's always a great time to talk about travel and bargains or something we all want to pack any time of year. So I have some tips for you guys on how to save when you're on the go.
I'm ready to listen. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to call it the ABCs of saving. So let's start with A, and I'll tell you what, Bruce. This A is it's a really easy one, but people forget. And the rule is always ask. And that goes from the hotel check-in to the attractions to the events, because these days you can even get last-minute discounts with your cell phone. And people forget just to ask. I'll tell you what, I was in Panama City Beach just a couple of weeks ago, right before the flooding, and I took my kids to several attractions where we saved money right at the door. You know, we walked up to Wonderworks, which is this really great science museum down there, and just asked the girl as we were buying our tickets, hey, do you have any online discounts that I can look up on my phone? And she said yes, and, you know, before we knew it, we got a deal. So you're talking about a few dollars here and there, but it can really add up. And same goes for when you're checking into the hotel. There might be a special going on that you don't know about until you ask. And they're not going to tell you unless you ask. So you've got to ask for it.
Well, we both
ahead,
have so many questions.
You want to ask something?
I want to know, what about airfare? Because like I looked up airfare prices, and I don't even know. Do I go to the airline website, or are there like Expedia? What's the best place to go to start?
Susie, well, I'll tell you, the best place to go to start, yeah, places like Expedia or Kayak. What I like to do is check out, go to the bulk places first and see what they're going to tell you, and then personally go to the website for the airline that you travel the most, because if you have any kind of frequent flyer status, you are going to get treated a little differently, and that can really help. Now, if you don't have any frequent flyer status, still, going to the main website for the airline that you've chosen to fly is going to give you the best deals. And I'll tell you what, the rule, you know, buying your airline tickets is true. If you can buy them on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you're generally going to get a better deal than buying them on the weekend or other days during the week. Also, think about alternatives, like try and be flexible. Fly on a Wednesday rather than on a Saturday if you can. If you have the flexibility to be able to take your vacation midweek to midweek instead of Saturday to Saturday, you can save some money. So, and then also, the other rule here, again, it's common sense, but a lot of times we don't do it. When you see something, don't hesitate. Like if you see a really great deal for a flight and you know it's a good deal, like buy it. Don't wait till, oh, I'm going to check with somebody till tomorrow. If you know you need that ticket and you see a good price, jump on it, because the prices do change constantly. So if you see a good one, grab it.
Stephanie Oswald, our guest, travel expert, also editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. I'm taking my notes. Last we left off on the ABCs, always ask was the A. What's the B?
Right. The B is buy in bulk if you want to get more bang for your buck. And what I'm talking about here is attractions that are worthy of multiple visits and ones that offer perks for repeat visitors. So I'll give you a couple of examples. If you've ever been to Callaway Gardens right outside of Atlanta, it's a great destination. They've got zip line adventures. They've got trails. They've got a butterfly center. And there are a couple of places where you can stay right on property. So instead of staying in Atlanta and then driving out to Callaway, stay right on property, because you might pay, it might be a little bit more than staying at, you know, the Budget Inn in Atlanta, but you're going to stay there, and then all of your attractions are included, so you're going to end up saving money in the long run. So that's definitely something to consider, finding a destination like that with multiple options. Something else, taking advantage of tickets that last longer than a day. A great example of this is Brook Green Gardens in Myrtle Beach, because you pay for a ticket and your admission is valid for 7 consecutive days. So you don't want to go there every day of your vacation, probably, but you can go one day, walk around the garden, see the sculptures, go on another day, take a boat ride, visit the Enchanted Storybook Forest with your kids. So you're just going to get more value, because you don't have to feel like you're cramming everything into one day. It also takes away the stress of your vacation if you know you can spread it out and visit a place, you know, more than once and not have to pay extra money.
That happens a lot. You go to some place and you think, I got to see everything right now, right this moment. I got to get to it. I don't want to miss anything. And then all that stress kind of goes counterintuitive to what you're trying to do on a vacation, where you're trying to sort of relax and have fun.
Exactly. Exactly, Bruce. You got it. And The C in the ABCs of saving is to be a card carrier. Take advantage of any club discounts. And this goes for gas discounts, too. You know, we often have, you know, our everyday lives. Okay, we're going to the grocery store. We've got a discount card that's going to get us save us some money at the pump. But then we go on vacation and we forget to bring it with us. So, you know, just remembering the things that you have already that are going to give you a deal. Also, this goes, you know, we talked about airline tickets, Susie. If you know, maybe you aren't a frequent flyer, but someone you're traveling with is. So, for example, I'm with Delta. I have a Platinum American Express, so I don't pay for checking my bags, which is a huge, huge value. And it's even more of a value when I buy the tickets for everyone in my family. It means that everyone in my family gets free bags to be checked. So it doesn't necessarily have to be you that has the deal. It has to be someone traveling with you. And just making sure that you buy your tickets with the right credit card can save you hundreds of dollars in baggage checking fees.
And speaking of airline travel, do you have any tips for getting through security?
Absolutely. You know what? It's so funny you ask, because, again, some of it is just really common sense. You want to pack patience. That's not going to take up any room in your bag. So important. Remember that, especially this time of the year, summer travel, a lot of people are out there who don't travel all year long. So if you're a frequent flyer and you're headed to the airport these days, you want to remember that a lot of people out there are not. So you want to remind yourself just to take a deep breath, get there a little early if you want, but don't get so stressed out, and dress for success in security. You don't want to wear the blingy hair stuff or the jeans with the sparkles all over them. You know, save the bling for your destination. That's my rule there. Save the bling for your destination. Wear shoes that are easy on and off. And remember that, you know, kids under 12 now don't have to take off their shoes. So just and make sure that, you know, if you've got an iPad, those don't have to be separate. Only a laptop does. Just some of the basic rules is just really important to remember.
And in summertime, though, you're not as bulked up with coats and all that other kind of stuff. So you can kind of make it apparent that I ain't got nothing except what I'm wearing.
And also, you know what? A lot of times, too, Bruce, buy it when you get there. You know, if you're worried about contact solution and I don't have the right size, it's more than 4 ounces. You know what? Buy it when you get there. If you're worried about stuff for your kids, whether it's food or diapers, you know, buy it when you get there so you can pack everything in your carry-on. You don't have to pay to check a bag. You go through security. You don't have to worry about those liquids and gels. I really think we can save a lot of stress from packing if you just plan on stopping at the drugstore right near your hotel. You know, you don't want to buy it at the hotel because you're going to spend too much money, but there's always a Walgreens. There's always a Walmart. There's always a CVS nearby. Just pop in there, pick up some travel sizes, and then you have what you need, and you don't stress about packing it.
I'll spend money on one diaper. That's it for the diaper that we're wearing right now as we get through the airport travel.
Okay, no, that's a little bit. You're pushing it too far to the other end of the spectrum there.
If people want to find out more about what you talk about, some good destinations, what's a good site to go to check some of this stuff out?
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you want to go to my magazine's website is travelgirlinc.com, travelgirlinc.com. You can sign up for a free digital version of the magazine, and our spring issue is just out. All kinds of great destinations, Puerto Vallarta, Primland Resort in Virginia, 6 Reasons to Head to Myrtle Beach, Camp Powerment, which is this great women's sleepaway camp that has places all over the country. So some great ideas for anyone who is looking for some new places to go this summer. So we'll give you some free armchair travels if you head to travelgirlinc.com. And then another tip for your listeners, always lean on tourism board websites. So some of the places I just talked about earlier, CallawayGardens.com, VisitMyrtleBeach.com, those are places to go when you want to find out coupons, you want to print out some coupons before you go, you want to find out what's happening, and if you're not sure about where to stay, go to those tourism board websites. They're going to tell you who's got a deal happening now, because it's their job to make sure that you know how to save money and how to have the best time possible at their destination.
That's great. And the fact that the webs are sometimes updated as much, at least you know that place still exists. I have an old brochure, but the place no longer is there. So at least with the websites.
No, you got that right, Bruce. And you made me think of another one, TripAdvisor. You want to go to TripAdvisor.com. That is a great destination. They have articles. They have destination articles. They also have reviews. And again, a lot of times it's travelers who have just been to a place. So you want to be careful that you're reading reviews that are current. So someone who's been there 4 weeks ago or 4 days ago, not someone who was there 4 years ago, because things can change constantly in our world.
Exactly. It's our guest today, travel expert Stephanie Oswald of Travel Global Magazine. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your time this day.
Thanks for having me. Safe travels this summer, you guys.